Oh boy, are they offside. Oh. They went through and attempted the kick, and now Carpenter down grabbing his knee as Richard Sherman hit him.
Prior to the snap, offside, number 25, defense, unabated to the kicker. It's a five-yard penalty. The offside penalty will be enforced on number 25. Trainers came onto the field to attend to kicker number two. This will be a charged fourth timeout for Buffalo. Number two will have to leave the game.
My goodness.
Rex, just your view on the sequence at the end of the first half.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
What was the explanation you were given by officials?
It doesn't matter. It was wrong. I mean, it's clear what happened. The guy roughed our kicker. You know, jumps offside, roughs our kicker. And then because we had to go out and attend to him, and it wasn't called roughing the kicker, then we had to spike the ball so we can come back in and kick. You know, he needed a little time there, but, we saw him go down and our trainers ran out. And that's what we had to do. And then, of course, they got to put the K ball out there, and they don't reset the clock. So from an officiating standpoint, I think he can do a little better than that.
Yeah, that wasn't so good. And hey, it's decision day. Get out and do it. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday. Let's have some fun today. Want to start with the football last night? Turn your mic on first. That'd be a good start. Wrong mic.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, there we go. Things have gotten moved around a lot since there's so many people in here.
Yeah, it was so much better when it was just me and you.
Yeah.
The only show that mattered around
here. Yeah, we could show up at, an hour beforehand if we wanted to, and it would all be good.
Yeah, times they are changing.
Indeed.
Yeah, we could talk about the game last. I want to do a little bit of a different show today. It is election day. And I know people hate when we don't talk about sports and nothing but sports all the time. But
really? What sports are we going to talk about? We want to talk about that crap game, or you want to talk about the Rockets winning last night? Okay, we can do that. But
we're going to talk. I mean, it's an election day. It's a historical day. Something. Whoever wins tonight it's going to be very impactful. I would say for the next 4 years, if not the next 8 years. And I think it's worth discussing a little bit today, and mostly. I kind of wanted to play a game today, Zhong, where this would require you maybe talking to one of our interns and having them do a little work, but I want to bring different people in from all around the office, and I want to ask them who they're voting for and why, and get a sense of what our office leans. Is that okay?
That should be fine.
Okay.
What I could do is I could have them just come monitor here, since I'm probably more comfortable talking to the salespeople over there. I could just go by and see who is willing to come on and talk.
Okay.
All right.
And tell them it's for me, and it's okay. Very important to me.
Some of them might say no because it is you.
If they say no, I want a list of their names.
Okay. All right.
And that way when they say, hey, can you come on this sales meeting with me, I'll remember. And you can let them know I said that.
All right.
Because they're not listening.
Right. Let them know. Yeah, of course they're not listening. But when that happens, we'll say we'll say you know what, that's if you don't want to help me, I don't want to help you. That's the way it'll be. We rub each other's backs around here, right? Or scratch each other's backs.
Yeah, we don't rub each other's backs. That gets creepy. Or each other's fronts. That's even creepier.
That would be weird.
Yeah, try to avoid that. I went out today and voted about 10:45 in the morning, and there were five people
in there when I was in there, and I was really worried because, you know, and I planned it that way because we've talked about that before. Because we work the hours we work, I can kind of go in what should be an off time, and it turned out it was. And I asked them at the station there, it's like, well, please tell me it hasn't been like this all morning. They go, no, we were absolutely slammed before people went to work.
Dude, I've heard that lines are pretty crazy all over the place. So
And I drove back by during lunch because I'm just kind of dorky and curious about this, and there were people lined up. So I'm guessing, especially there, well, in most places, right, before work, lunchtime, after work is when you're going to get most people, theoretically. So nobody got my joke, though. I wore my Maple Leaf hat in honor of everybody who keeps saying they're going to go to Canada.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a smart-ass thing.
But, I mean, you wear the same hat most days.
So, well, yeah, and I also...
It kind of takes away the effectiveness of the joke.
Exactly. And, well, they don't know that in the polling station. I should have just wore my Team Canada shirt. But that would have been too
That would have been too right? obvious.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, just making fun of people who... Because I guarantee you there'll be five stories, no matter who wins. Well, I'm moving to Canada. It's like, yeah, you might want to research that. Those taxes can get a little bit high. You think taxes are going to be bad here?
Oh, yeah.
When you get up there, trust me.
Living up there ain't cheap.
No, it's not. And but, yeah, it's. I'm glad that people are getting out and voting. And what I hope we can do today is have some good conversations without it being, well, you voted for this person, so you're this. I looked at my ballot when I was done. And the one thing I really encourage people to focus on are a lot of the races that are more important to us, like some of these judges that are running, state Supreme Court. The only one I'll share an opinion on is district attorney in Houston. Vote for Kim Ogg.
Okay.
That's my only...
I would never vote for Kim Ogg.
Well,
I don't like her last name.
I don't either, but she is...
I can't get behind someone named Ogg.
Eh, she's the most qualified one.
Good
by
afternoon,
far.
Mrs. Ogg. Let's discuss serious business now. I can't do that.
How about decriminalizing? You okay with that?
You really think Mrs. Ogg is going to decriminalize?
I think so. Yeah.
If she had that kind of power, I mean, what is she? I mean,
she's for it. I'm for people who are for that. But it's more than that. Her opponent is an absolute joke.
Okay. And what's his last name?
Her last name is Anderson.
Two women running against each other.
Yeah.
There's not a third-party option with a penis?
Nope. Sorry.
I think I'll sit that one out.
But I kind of went through and looked at all the people I voted for, and it came out about 60% Republican and about 40%, 38% Democrat, 1% independent.
Okay.
So I don't know what that makes me.
Are you going to announce who you voted for in the presidential race?
Well, I went a different direction there because... As I've said here, I have no love for either candidate. I have no interest in voting for either candidate. So what I did was everything else, I went and I spent a lot of time studying and came up with who I was going to vote for.
Okay.
And I just said, for president, I'll tell you what, since the wife can't vote, she can tell me who she wants me to vote for and I'll vote for her because, frankly, I don't...
The wife can't vote still?
No, she's not a citizen. She's a permanent resident.
I thought you guys fixed that. Like, didn't she go to some class or something?
No, there's tax reasons why we're not doing it because... If we ever move back to Canada, we're going to have to pay taxes both places. See, we've gone through this whole thing. It's right now, it doesn't make any sense for her to be a citizen. So,
okay,
because if she gets dual citizenship and we retire there someday, and I'm still making money and she's still making money from our stuff down here, we got to pay taxes both places. There's credits to it. It's a pain in the ass. I don't want to get into it, but you know, at some point, I think she's going to do it because there's other benefits to it. But so I let her pick who I voted for president, and everything else I did on my own.
So you voted for Hillary Clinton.
I voted for Hillary Clinton. I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
But I am going to do this. And it comes down to whoever wins out of these two. Whoever it is, when tomorrow comes, I'm not going to be one of those, oh, this is going to be a complete disaster.
Oh, I'll say that now. It's going to be a complete disaster.
I don't know what it's going to be. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because we elected him president. And maybe they were bad choices. And maybe that's... You know, I think it's a system problem more than it is a, you know, this is what we got. But I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and hope that they're better than I think they are.
Okay.
And I'll judge them on what they do, not what I think they're going to do.
Okay.
Because we've spent the last 2 years doing this. And you know how we'll judge? I don't know what, honestly, I look at Donald Trump. I have no idea what kind of president he's going to make because how much do you really believe? that he says. And I know I don't believe anything she says. You know how we'll be able to judge them when we have a crisis, whether it's financial or something like that, and how they respond to that, where they actually have real power and real influence? That's when I'll judge them. So I'm going to give them, I'm going to support them because they're our president. I don't have to like them, but I'll give them a chance to prove to me that they're idiots before. And then
I agree with that because I've done this before. I've been very displeased with the way an election went and had to suck it up and deal with it. And I'm fully prepared. I mean, actually, I'm totally prepared for that to be the case this election because there's neither one of these people being announced the president is going to make me happy. But I do believe in respecting the office, if nothing else.
And
we've had some knucklehead presidents come through there. And we'll probably have another knucklehead one coming through there announced tonight.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, and they are the president.
And I'm going to give them a chance to fail first before I say, you know what, this is a complete disaster. Do I think it's going to be? Absolutely. I had no faith in either one of them. And see, I love this article. You wasted your vote, Fred. No, I didn't, because you know what? I went down there and voted, and I bet I studied a hell of a lot more on all those other
things. Why is it wasting his vote?
Vote. Okay?
I've seen a lot of things that say Hillary Clinton could very well win Texas.
I hope not. Then I would feel like
that. I mean,
waste your vote. Even if you write in Harambe, you went and gave your voice. Man.
You could write in Harambe?
John thought about it.
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, thought about what?
Writing in Harambe.
Oh, I was going to, but then my conscience kicked in and I voted for Gary Johnson.
What was the result of you going around the office and asking people to come
in? Oh, nobody wants it. I got a couple people, but nobody wants to do it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then I shouted. I told everybody. I said, if you guys, AJ's told me to tell you guys, he will remember the people that said no.
Who are the people who said
list,
no?
Make a list.
The problem is that like half the sales staff have already left for the day.
Right, but what about the ones that haven't? I was just over there. There's like four or five of them.
Yeah. Christina said no. Esme said no. Laura said no. Ellie said no. Brenda told me she voted for Hillary but does not want to come on. Wes said no. Conrad will come over here.
Why are all these people scared to talk about what they voted?
Charlotte said no.
I have a theory. People are embarrassed by both of these candidates, and they're embarrassed to come out and say.
My wife talked to her mother and her sister today. Her mother, who lives in Central Oregon, and her sister, who lives in Seattle, Washington, and asked them who, like, that she tried to, and my wife has kind of been, she's very outspoken about being a libertarian and voting for a third party and making sure that people don't feel like their vote is wasted by voting for a third party.
Right.
And so she's encouraged people that she knows who seem disgusted by both choices, she's tried to show them the benefits of voting for a third party, long-term benefits. And when she talked to her mom and her sister today, neither one of them would even tell her who they voted for.
And
I said, it's so telling when people are ashamed of the person they vote for, like they're ashamed to even admit that they voted for that person. Like, that should tell you something about yourself.
Well,
and apparently everyone in our office.
No, I think it tells you about the candidates more than it does the people. And I'll tell you something else. I also think that's why some of these polls are going to be way off, because people aren't coming. I don't know. I honestly don't have. I've got maybe two friends who are actual supporters of either one of them, who claim to be supporters. But I got 2,000 friends who voted, so they had to vote for somebody. And, yeah, I think it says a lot that maybe they're just embarrassed by it. And Eric nails it for me. Says, whoever that person may be, hopefully when I look back, I have to admit I was wrong about that candidate in 4 years. I hope so, too. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And, I hope – we've got so many things wrong with this whole process that – and I think the reason people are scared to say who they voted for is because they're going to get judged. Just like that.
That is one answer that I got. They said the voice of 1560. She said, "I'm not gonna tell you who I voted for because I'm gonna get labeled and I don't want to get judged."
And that's a bigger problem. Listen, these were our choices. This was what we were given.
Don't these people know I fought for their freedom? The least they could do is come in here and talk on my radio show. For crying out loud.
So we got, I think we got a few people, though, that are willing to come on. One is a maybe. Jordan said he's a maybe. Trey, one of our interns, said
Juggalo Trey? Yeah,
yes, he said he'll come on and talk.
All right.
I've yet to talk to Tyler. And I think Conrad said he'll come on and Monica will come on.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bet this. That I feel like most of the people who are willing to come on the air and talk about it are going to say they voted Hillary. I feel like people who are voting for Donald Trump don't want to have to publicly defend the vote because I think it's very difficult.
Oh. And is it Dylan Gwynn could defend it real easily?
Can he though?
No.
The mighty one here?
I don't know.
He's not here.
Honestly,
what about Michael Carroll? What'd he say?
He was in a recording session, but I can go talk to him.
He better do it, or next time he asks me to record some 30-second spot, I'm going to tell him to piss off.
And this is a perfect example. Is 210 keeps telling me, oh, as a respected journalist, blah, blah, blah. It's my vote to do with what I want. And if I want to take somebody's opinion who I trust, who doesn't get a vote, and use that, I'm perfectly fine with that. And I will sleep well tonight after I have some vodka. But I will sleep well tonight and... That's my choice. You have your own choice.
Everybody has their own vote. Yeah, and they do with what they want.
And I'm encouraging everybody who hasn't done it yet, if you don't like how the votes you hear on this show win or what you're seeing anywhere else, go out and use your damn vote. But more importantly, man, study these other races. These people actually have influence on us and what happens in your city and whether it's in Houston or whether it's over in Beaumont or wherever you are. Man, take some time to figure out what all those people are about. And I, you know, for the judges, I did three things. Besides studying them, I went to the ABA and saw who was getting the most votes among lawyers. And then I pulled a bunch of my lawyer friends on all this stuff. And that's how I came up with who I was going to vote for. I'm going to trust people who are in the business, who work with them. And I looked at what the Chronicle had. I agreed with a lot of their stuff too. And that's a lot of work. And most people don't want to do that. Most people just want to go punch a straight something. Just take a few minutes to find out something about these people because it is important. And there was one race, and I want to get some phone calls too. There's one race I want to talk about because to me it's what all of this should be about, not the vitriol and not about judging people. But let's do this. First, I'm going to remind you we're going to give away a Bedrock City Comic Company gift card for $25 and a T-shirt. All you have to do is pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games, have the winner's tweet, just tweet what the reason was. You know how this works. Tweet their superpower and what made them the superhero. Tweet it to Degenerates975 with Bedrock City Comics tagged on it, and John will pick the winner at the end of the show. And it can be anything, sports. You want to do politics today? Please be my guest. But add Degenerates975, tag Bedrock City Comics, $25 gift card and a T-shirt.
All right. You know who I'm voting for?
But hold on. But first, this was our superhero of the week.
Weakness is a great power. Great responsibility.
I am
the truth.
Get back up. I hit him and they stay down.
This is your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
No score. Burch rolls to his right. He'll keep it. He's got it. He's at the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama.
That was your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter, at Bedrock City.
I could do this all day.
Jalen Hurts with that touchdown run to put up Alabama 7-0 was your superhero performance of the week.
All right. You know who I'm voting for?
Well, either way, I know who you voted for.
Dick's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick's has opened up 10 new stores in 6 different locations around Houston, and they are glorious. They're worth your vote, Fred. This is what you should be voting for. Dick's. Willowbrook, Deerbrook, The Woodlands, First Colony, Katy, and Baybrook. Those last two are huge buildings that actually house not only a Dick's Sporting Goods, but a Field & Stream and a Golf Galaxy all under one roof. So whatever sport, whatever game, whatever level you play those at, they've got you covered at Dick's Sporting Goods. Whether you're a skier, a biker, a hiker, you're into fishing, you're into kayaking, backpacking, you're into tennis, golf, baseball, they've got it covered. They've got the shoes, they've got the equipment, the apparel, everything you need, and it's all under one roof. These are the first Dick's Sporting Goods stores of their kind, and they picked Houston to open them up in. It's very cool. To find out more about the new stores and the locations of those stores, go to Dick's.com/Houston. That's Dick's Sporting Goods. They're blowing away what used to be here in town. And if you've not checked them out, you need to see what the new generation of sporting goods stores is all about. It's Dick's Sporting Goods, now open in Houston. And now somebody's gonna pay. And if you can't
get what you want, well, it's all because the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Torture you. Take my hand through the flame. I torture you. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back. We have three non-cowards in here that we're going to talk to in just a second. But
yeah, I went to the other side of the office, and I told people I'm not looking to... I'm not looking to bash anybody's opinion down.
No,
I'm not looking to ridicule anyone.
Hey,
I want to know is what their reasoning was. And like I fully believe that everyone is entitled to do with their vote what they want. And I mean, that's what's great about this country is you vote for who you believe in.
I
just want to get a good idea of why they believe that.
People are afraid that they're going to get ridiculed from outside people or by us. You can make a case for any of these people. I just want to hear it. That's all.
And this is what I told the people on the other side. I'm not looking to have a debate with anyone. That's what I want to make clear. Yeah. Whatever you come in here and tell me, I'm not looking to debate you on issues. Like if you come tell me, oh, I hate gay marriage or I hate guns. I don't want to sit here and argue about that stuff. I just want to know what drove you, what was important to you when you chose who you chose.
And if it's, hey, I'm just sick and tired of politicians doing this. I think we need a businessman. I respect that opinion.
I'm fine with that.
And the one thing, somebody was asking me, where can I find all this information? I'm glad you asked that because I put up a whole thing today on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com that has links to to a lot of major organizations and who they endorse. And you can go through and kind of see, like if you... Yeah, there's a conservative group, there's a Democratic group, there's an LGBT group, and you can go and see who they endorse. And if you totally disagree with any of those beliefs, you can go the other way. I went and got a consensus of a bunch of stuff. I put it all on there. It's just a bunch of links. And the other thing too that I wanted to mention was I mentioned one race that I wish every race was like this for place 5 in the Supreme Court. Dory Contreras Garza is running against Paul Green, who is Republican incumbent who's done a really good job. She basically came out and they asked her why she's running against him. She said, doing a great job. I just think we need more diversity on the court. I think he's fantastic. If I could run against somebody else, I would. He comes back and says the same thing, very complimentary of each other. And I went and looked up Justice Green's record, and it's like, there's no way I can vote against this guy. But I respect what she's doing, trying to get more diversity, but it's not an attack. It's just, this is why I'm running. And they're both really qualified, and I hope she gets another chance at some point if he wins. But that's the kind of race I'd like to see. But I think that's becoming more and more rare. I think you see it more with a lot of the judges because it's a different thing, and I have a lot more respect for what those guys do. But anyway, let's get to these. Let's get to our friends here, and then we'll get some calls too.
All right. You want to introduce our guests, Fred? I like it when you do that.
No, we'll let them introduce themselves.
Oh.
It'll work better.
Okay.
I feel like it's because you guys don't know my name.
Turn his mic on.
Is my mic on?
Yeah. Now it is, yeah.
It's on. It's
okay. Yeah, I feel like it's because you guys don't know my name.
We don't know anybody's name. It's okay.
I've worked here too.
I know you've worked here a long time, Conrad. It's good.
All right. I'm Conrad. I handle the social media stuff here.
The social media.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be he'll be Facebooking live when I get violated.
So. Oh, you're going to be in the room for that?
He's going to have to be, right? Because it's got to go to the host.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Conrad, did you vote early or did you go out and vote today?
I voted like 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, and who did you vote for?
President, I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Okay, why? How old are you, first of all?
I'm 22.
So this is the first time you've gotten to vote?
No, I got to vote in.
Did you vote? Did you vote when you were 18?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so this is the first time you voted?
This is the first time I voted, yeah, okay. Not the first time I got to vote.
Okay, and what made you decide to choose Hillary Clinton?
All right, so I'm not really the biggest Hillary supporter. Okay. I really wanted Bernie to be in this election.
All right.
So, but
what do you want? Free college?
Yeah. No, I'm done. I'm lucky done with college. So that kind of doesn't. So some once debt, you finish college, debt relief would be nice.
Once you finish college and you've paid for it, you don't want anybody to get free college.
No, free college for everyone would be nice. No, so, I mean, how to put it nicely, I didn't vote for Trump because I think he's a lot of pro-ignorance and pro-hate, and I'm just not really down for that. You know, I'm really pro-minority empowerment, and I feel like he's very much against that. So
okay. Now, at what point in the election did you make your decision? Was it pretty much immediate? Or was there something, like, did a moment happen where you said, that's it, I'm voting for Hillary?
Yeah. So before you know, the two candidates were, like, for sure.
Right.
I knew immediately that Trump was going to win the Republican nominee, so I knew I wasn't going to vote for him.
You thought he was going to win or wasn't?
I thought he was going to win.
Oh, for the longest time, I thought he wasn't. I actually thought he was going to drop out for a long time. I figured he was going to play the game and just be like, oh,
no,
gotcha, I'm out of here.
What amazed me was that he just didn't make sense in a lot of the Republican debates, and a lot of people were like, he won that. I was like, oh, God, okay. This guy's about to win. Like,
now, on a day-to-day basis, you consider yourself a Democrat? Do you consider yourself liberal in your ideals?
Yeah, I'm liberal.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Conrad.
Yeah, no
problem. I'll let you go back to tweeting.
Well done.
All right.
Well, we got to take a break. We're going to be able to do this for a while, huh, John?
No, we've only got a few volunteers. What, Monica's not going to do it? Is she scared?
No,
she says she's going to go vote later, so I told her that she wants to come stay in here and listen for a little bit and then come in there.
Right, okay. I'm going to go back to the other side during this break and guilt some more people. I can't believe that no one's willing to do this for the sake of the show. It doesn't make any sense to me. What's wrong with these people?
Well, I get that some people just don't like sharing that kind of stuff, but this is an important day, man.
Yeah.
And, well, a lot more to get to.
What I don't get is the people on the other side. Who's going to judge you? Who knows that you're going to be on air?
Nobody.
All right. Exactly. Well, I'll defend them here. Okay.
I think they're worried about what other people in the office might.
Or not just that, but what if you're a salesperson and somebody's listened to the show that's one of our advertisers, and you have to deal with them, and they're a huge supporter of one of them.
Okay,
and
then that's understandable. And
then that advertiser is a knucklehead. If that's how they decide who they do business with.
Well, you never mind. Let's just go to break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A.J. is wandering around trying to shame more people into doing this.
Was your polling place packed?
No, when I went, there were about five people, but they had told me it was slammed in the morning. And
yeah, I didn't talk to. I had to go near Koreatown on like Blaylock and I-10, and I went in there and walked in, and there was one person ahead of me. I'm guessing I didn't talk to anybody, but I'm guessing the same thing happened. And I think a lot of people tried to avoid the lines with early voting.
Yeah,
and I think early voting was slammed in the last week, so I think a lot of people try to avoid that.
It's really easy for me because the polling station's like a four block walk, and it's downtown right by 59. You signed the check, so we'll be nice to you. 713 says, not sure why you're encouraging people to vote just to vote. That's like buying a gun because you can. We need to take into account no one's encouraging people to vote just to vote. We're encouraging people to have educated votes and have an opinion. I don't know. You maybe missed that whole segment about educating yourself and going to make the best decision for you. All right. Let's
talk to this young lady who just came in here. She's very busy, so we don't want to keep her for very long. But please introduce yourself, ma'am.
I'm just going to say my first name.
Okay, Laura. John, crank her up a little bit. All right. What's that now?
It's Laura.
Okay. Hello, Laura. Now, you initially said you would not come on the air with us.
I did.
And then did you hear us talk to Conrad, or did that make you feel safer?
Well, it made me feel better when you promised not to slaughter me over the air.
Okay. What are we? We're not a bunch of butchers around here. We're gentlemen.
Okay. We're gentlemen. That's what you say.
Now, Laura, when did you vote today, or did you have you voted?
I early voted.
Okay. How long ago?
Like right when it first started.
Now, and who did you vote for?
I voted straight Republican.
Okay.
I am very much a minority in this office.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel that to be true.
I think I am.
Yeah. I think on your side of the office, I don't know.
No,
I think
I'm a minority. Everyone I've talked to, I get scared to even say.
I bet
they'll judge me.
I bet Mr. Gow's not.
He thinks for himself.
Okay. Well,
he
I'm not saying he doesn't do straight.
I do straight because doesn't sound right. My
hey, whatever you're into, that's cool.
I vote straight.
You're a married woman. I assumed that was the case.
Well, I have a lot of family members who are very involved, so I do learn a lot about that side.
Now, I assume you voted Republican your whole life, then.
Yes, I have.
Now, was this election in particular, or has there ever been an election where you said, "Oh, I'm going to have a difficult time voting for this person"?
Well, this one, for sure.
This is the most difficult time you've ever had voting
for? I do not agree with everything that Donald Trump says. I mean, he just says the stupidest things. It's embarrassing. But I don't like big government. I don't like the political insider part of Hillary. I have voted differently every now and then. I have. I have not voted.
Have you voted for a Democrat president before?
No, I have not.
Okay. But now, was there ever a moment during this campaign where you said, I don't know if I can vote for the guy? Like, did it ever cross your mind that you might not vote for him?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm sure you had someone in the primaries who you wanted to win, a Republican that you felt good about that you said, if this guy wins, I'll feel...
Honestly, not.
Really? None of them,
huh? I hate that. I mean, there's so many of them. I just really didn't know at the beginning, so there were so many. There weren't any that I just absolutely loved.
And when did you make your final decision?
We've got a lot of work to do the Republican Party.
Oh, boy, do you.
But I tell you what, it's the local votes that I really feel strongly about. Like the judges, feel strongly about the Republican judges.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So Donald Trump aside, I think our local Republican leadership is good. They lead Harris County. Harris County is in good financial shape. Houston.
Yeah, until they try to fix that Astrodome.
Houston, not so much.
Okay.
And so there's a clear difference in leadership in Harris County and in Houston. And Harris County is in good financial shape.
All right.
And see, I couldn't disagree with you more about that, but I appreciate you coming on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, we're not looking to debate here.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I appreciate
Laura, thank you so much.
And I also say this about straight ticket voting. If you're part of the party, you kind of have to do that, right? If you're involved in the party, it's pretty much going to be your MO most of the time.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Because you get to know these people, you know. You get to know them.
Yeah, so.
So right. What's not to like when you get to know them, right?
I don't know. A lot of times I don't like people.
Yeah,
once
I get to know people. Yeah. No,
Laura,
but, hey,
thank you for coming
okay,
in.
Okay, thank you,
guys.
Right,
so you who had the courage.
Yeah, so we're 1-1, right? One for Hillary
one
and one
each.
For Trump?
One awesome. To one.
Okay, because I want to keep score here. And frankly,
John can do that in his little room.
Yeah, I like the reasons I've heard for both. I mean, I think that's...
Well, I'm going to have to come back and tell you about Harris County. We'll talk about that.
You guys can debate later.
We'll have that. We'll have that off air.
Okay. All right. John, we have time for one more?
Depends on how long you want to keep Trey.
We're not gonna keep, Trey's got work to do, doesn't he?
Yeah, we're going to do a few minutes here.
All right, pull up the mic. Introduce yourself.
My name is Trey Campbell.
It's also known as Juggalo Trey?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Juggalo Trey here on the mic.
Juggalo Trey, who did you vote?
I did.
How old are you?
21.
20. So this is the first time you've even had a chance to vote.
That is correct.
Okay. Who did you cast your vote for?
I voted for former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson.
Okay. And what persuaded you to do that?
I liked the I just liked his views on the NSA and how he wants to abolish that. He seems a little bit more socially, he seems liberal, but fiscally, he seems conservative, and I kind of fall into the middle when it comes to those two.
When did you decide that he would be who you were voting for? Was it more of you looked to a third party because neither of the major party candidates aligned with you?
It's a little bit of both, yes. The one thing that really turned me off of the GOP nominee, Donald Trump, if I was ever going to vote for him in the first place, was when he selected his running mate, Mike Pence, and that was pretty much the final nail in the coffin.
You think Mike Pence is worse than Donald Trump?
I don't like Mike Pence at all.
That's interesting. I've never heard anyone who even had an opinion about Mike Pence.
I hate him.
Oh, well, that's strong.
Wow. I hate him.
That's strong.
He must be anti-juggalo.
Is that what it is? It could be.
Yeah,
I could see that being the case. He doesn't seem like a guy who deals with that nonsense.
I despise Mike Pence with every fiber of my being.
Do you feel happy with your vote that you've made?
Yeah, I feel great. I feel like I did my duty.
Because that's the vote that I made, and I'm fully aware that Gary Johnson has zero chance of winning the election tonight. I'm 100% sure that he will not. So it's a little bit difficult to cast a vote knowing that that's the case. But I also feel good about it for me knowing that I did not cast a vote for someone I don't believe in.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I believe that, as you know, if Gary Johnson is able to get 5% of the vote tonight, his party receives federal funding, I believe.
Yes.
So that was another factor I had in mind once I got to the polling station, is if we can get federal funding, maybe we can do a little bit more in the future to try to destroy the two-party system.
All right. Thank you, Juggalo Trey.
That's another perspective I agree with.
All right. Well, we're going to try to continue this. We've got a few more people who are willing to talk to us.
We got three more. Keith, Monica, and Tyler.
Okay.
See,
Tyler
has agreed
to come on.
We've been nice.
That's good. Do you feel like anyone? We've made anyone feel uncomfortable or
no.
Or bullied in any way?
No.
I don't think so either.
And the thing is, I appreciate all the approaches. I mean, I think no one is going to. I don't want people to agree with every single thing that we do. That's why we have a process. What I hope is when it's over, we all say, okay, that's what the people wanted. And then we respect that. And then the next time we get a chance to vote, we try again.
Brandon emailed me saying that he had to take off, but he emailed me saying he voted straight Republican except for Gary Johnson.
Brandon, the sales guy?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Movember is an annual event involving the growing of mustaches during the month of November to raise awareness of various cancers such as prostate cancer. Here at Gal Media, we've joined the movement for men's health and are collecting donations to stop men dying too young. Please help us in this journey. Log on to ESPN975.com. Go to our Movember page and support A.J. Hoffman with a donation to our team. It says your favorite host, but we know who that is. We've already raised over $1,000. I have to get violated now because of that.
My mustache is pretty sweet though.
Yeah, it's coming in, man. You kind of got the Wyatt Earp thing working.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah, that thing's gonna grow out. You're gonna.
You know who else likes that? All the ladies.
Oh yeah.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. My wife definitely doesn't. She thinks it's gross, but that's okay.
Well,
she stuck with me.
That's kind of the one that. Yeah, she stuck with you. If you're not. Well, never mind. Let's not. We got Keith in here, and we're gonna get his opinion.
All right, Keith. What do you do around here?
I just started interning a couple weeks ago.
Okay. And how are you liking it so far?
It's good. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to get paid, though.
Oh, well, wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
How old are you, Keith?
25.
25. So you've had the chance to vote. This will be the second time you've had a chance to vote?
Second time to have a chance. Still have not voted.
Still have not voted?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in Pearland.
Okay. You're 25 years old. You got a family? You got a...
Yeah, I just got married 2 months ago.
Okay, you're married then. Do you not worry about, like, your local government, things like that?
So I was just brought to light on this by Miss Fred Fowler over
right.
here.
Right. There's a lot of stuff to vote for besides yeah. who the president is.
I think when I was doing my what I considered to be my due diligence on the on my research on the candidates, I completely forgot about the local government. And
like there's a lot of stuff that's going to affect you every day.
There is. And I think, you know, next time around, I'm definitely going to start my research on that.
Okay, good.
A lot.
You got to pay taxes, things like that. That stuff affects you.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
It does.
All right. Does. Why did you decide not to vote?
Like I said, I was going through my due diligence. I was looking at each of the candidates' policies. And as I'm doing that, I'm just realizing I don't trust either one of these people anyway. I don't trust a thing that Hillary says. I think Donald Trump can say that he's going to do things, but I don't. Once he gets there, I don't believe that anything's going to happen differently. So, and as you said earlier, you know, you're not going to cast your vote for somebody that you don't believe in, and I just didn't happen to believe in any of the candidates that we had this time around.
All right, you feel comfortable about that?
I do. Like I said, if I had to do it again, I would go back and register and vote for the local. Government, but
do you feel like you generally side on issues more with Republicans or Democrats?
I'm more on the Republican side. I tend to think of myself down the middle. I'll never call myself a libertarian, but I do think down the middle.
Are you too cool to be a libertarian?
You know, I'm a millennial.
That's not macho enough.
No,
I could see that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I really did want to have a reason to vote for Trump. I really did.
That's and who I would have gone for.
And I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. And and you know, somebody was telling me they felt the same way at the last minute. They went in there and choked in the booth and voted for Hillary. You know what? That can happen, man. That's you don't think about it, but there's a little pressure when you go in there. You know, you start making those votes, and you got a whole bunch of them. It's real easy to say, you know what? You know, it's just like anything else in life, right? You get your job, sometimes you choke.
Yeah.
See, quarterbacks do it all the time, Brock Osweiler.
That free throw.
Yeah.
It's hard to make when everybody's watching you.
Yeah, well, people weren't really watching, but...
No.
Country's
watching.
It is creepy when there's a dude next to you, even with the little screen. The way they have it now, it's always a little creepy because you could look over there if you wanted to.
I picked the booth next to a guy who was handicapped, so he had the low booth and I had the high booth. And I felt like there was minimal chance that he was going to see what I was doing.
What I always...
But not that I care. Anyway.
Were you checking his, though?
No, I don't care what he's doing.
Can I give you another reason why, even if you don't vote for everybody, if there's two races that mean something to you, just go vote for them. Because you know who's making the decisions for you? Old people.
Yeah.
I saw a whole bus come in after me, and it stank of Geritol and cigars. And those are the people who are out there voting. And they're going to be dead before any of these people are out of office. So if you're on the fence about going, don't let them make the decision for you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. By the way, I knew who that guy voted for because when the people came over to help him, he said, I want to vote for this guy right here. And then they said, okay, well, what do you want to do in these other elections? I don't care about any of that other crap. And he just rolled on out of there. So I'm pretty sure I know who he voted for. I don't think it was Jill Stein. I'm almost certain it wasn't Jill Stein.
Could have been.
And he thought it was...
Of course, he did say this guy, so I guess it's 50-50.
He could have thought it was Bill Stein.
Right.
But I think he either voted for Donald Trump or Gary Johnson. Or maybe he just was really serious about the sheriff's race and didn't care about any of the other nonsense and only cared about the sheriff's race.
That's another one you guys should research, by the way, is the sheriff's race.
Yeah.
Just
John, what did you
suggestion.
Say? Got to tell you guys about Window. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for
appreciate it
for coming in and helping us out. I'm going to tell you guys about Window World, the home of the $189 replacement window. And guys, I love these windows. They are providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price. But I think this is important on Election Day. Their energy saving windows are made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price. That, like I mentioned, starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate with absolutely no hassles or high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. You're going to get that warranty, the lifetime replacement warranty that includes glass breakage that is transferable if you ever sell your home. These windows are going to pay for themselves over time. Call 713-439-1172 or go online to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.